gaming finger. Oh. Sorry, Adam.
What?
I can't game. I burned my finger.
On what?
I'm joking. I didn't. You want? Can you let the dog in?
No.
You're listening to Lords of the Game.
Into the fire with no regard for a thing, but that I'm the Lord of the Game. I rule this empire.
I am the God of Hellfire.
Lord of the Game. On the brain of a
lord. Hello, and you're listening to Lords of the Game podcast. This is Game Master Adam, and today I am joined by fellow Game Lord.
Hello, Andrew Cox here, and we're deep in Sega territory today.
That's right, because today we are focusing on a system that does not get a lot of attention, and that would be the...
Not a lot of positive attention, anyway. It's kind of a punchline for a lot of people.
It's the Sega Master System. It was released in...
1986?
Actually, Andrew's kind of the expert on the Master System here. You want to give listeners kind of a rundown on what the Master System
well,
is?
Well,
you drink from your Sonic glass?
Yes, as I drink from my Urban Outfitters Sonic the Hedgehog pint glass, featuring a delicious Sierra Nevada in cans, now in a glass. But anyway, though not the first console that Sega came out with, it was a follow-up and kind of a placeholder to try and compete with the NES, though it didn't really do that. More something just to hold everyone over till the Genesis came out in 89. And it sold okay in Europe and Japan, but never really gained the foothold in the market. And certainly didn't make Sega into a household name like the Genesis did.
And you could distinguish the Master System's line of products because they all have this very distinctive aesthetic to them, which is the blue white box with a bunch of tiny blue lines
on
like graph
paper.
The
blue grid, yes, exactly. It looks like graph paper.
All
right. Exactly.
So we're going to get right into the game, it looks like. We'll start the timer now.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about Phantasy Star, because...
Oh, yeah, that's the game we're playing today, guys, if you didn't already know. It's Phantasy Star, the first one.
Which is
Scum,
not...
Scum, do not sniff around in LASIK's affairs. Learn this lesson well.
I'm guessing these stormtroopers here are running the show.
Yeah, now this game... Okay, let me read you from the back. The time, Space Century 3240. The place, the Algol Star System. And Andrew, you can just go through this opening.
Okay.
And you can tell us the rundown.
All right.
Alright, begin when King LASIK turned evil and let hordes of hideous magical creatures run amok on the three planets. When her brother was killed, Alice vowed to avenge his death and put an end to LASIK forever. Join her in a journey across time and space, to worlds where the creatures speak, where magic and science combine to take you on the ultimate video quest. Phantasy Star is total adventure role-playing with towns full of people and shops, 16-level dungeons full of traps and treasure, three companions who will help you if you find them, some of the most awesome graphics ever put in a video game.
Right off the bat, I gotta say that for the time, these, like... I mean, it's not very Genesis-like in the way it looks, but, you know, it could be argued that this system has better graphics than the NES.
Mm-hmm.
Some might say...
Yeah.
I think that's absolutely... We got a stormtrooper, Boba Fett-looking kind of guy here.
Yeah, so here's the opening of the game.
Yeah, I guess that dude just got his ass kicked, and now, like, I'm his sister.
Keep playing, man. You can't stop at all the cutscenes.
All right.
Well, the cutscenes here is... there's dialogue. It's very much if you played Final Fantasy. It's kind of like that.
Yeah, this is a lot like Final Fantasy. Like, even has the word fantasy in the title, which I'm... I mean, which came first?
Except this is a futuristic sci-fi role-playing JRPG, and the Final Fantasy is set in a time in the past. Except recently, the games have been more futuristic.
Aren't they? Yeah, no. Have they always been like that? Or
I'd say starting around...
Should I buy anything here?
Oh, at the shop? What is he selling?
I don't know.
Let's see. Go to the shop.
Let's see here. This is a second-hand shop. Oh, how appropriate. Playing a Master System and going into the second-hand shop.
Yes.
Can we buy any? Do you got any Master System games?
From him. He's
Can I help
anything.
You? Well, come again. Yeah, he didn't.
No, he had something to say. I think he just pressed the cancel button instead of the accept button. Can I help you by...
Alright. Flash?
Flash makes the... Okay, when you go in the dungeons, you do Flash, and that makes
I don't
makes
have any money.
So you can see... Oh, well, yeah. Never mind, then. So you should go get some money.
Alright, where do I go?
Go into one of those little orange huts, I think.
The domes there?
Yeah, I think...
So you know you can tell this is the future, is that the houses are all domes.
Mm-hmm.
Which, when, you know, when our brave leaders finally wise up and start realizing that domes are the way of the future, and that all these, you know, triangles on top of rectangles, just like, it's why we have a housing crisis, because houses are the wrong shape.
And wind goes over a dome smoothly.
Yeah. You can actually...
Oh, go into that dungeon, top right. So you're starting this map.
There?
Yeah, I want to try to explain to people what this looks like, too. It's like... yeah, okay, so
here's the cool thing.
Is that all the dungeon crawling
this is, awesome.
Is done in first person.
Oh, this is 3D.
Very
this
impressive.
Like Wolfenstein.
For a go left there.
Yeah. The full 3D here.
Yeah.
Full fake 3D animated.
Yeah,
so and I've reached a door.
I'm not sure. Try to open the door. Oh, go through.
Oh, yeah. There is a treasure chest. Fuck yes, I want to open it. There is 50 bucks inside.
And in this game, Meseta is money.
A Meseta is a money. That's their unit.
So this game, we're going to try and get through here in the hour. There's a few different, I think, planets you go to in the Algol star system.
Oh, cool. I'm planet hopping.
So we
got to
rush through
this
really quick here. If you go left, you haven't been there before. I forget if there's anything down there. Is there any treasure? Nope. Okay, cool. So
this looks so good. This looks so good.
Yeah, it's a badass game, and the fact that it's for the Master System is surprising. Because
this came out when it did. What year was this game released?
Hold on one second here. I should have these things ready. 1988 in America. So it's kind of late in the Master System's
lifespan. Unless you hope to die, you had best stay here.
Oh yeah, you can't. Exit.
I can't leave yet.
Yeah,
Do I have to go confess at the church?
Okay, the church is for reviving dead party members. Go left.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That's what they do at the church in this universe?
Yes.
That's a new take on pro-life, isn't it? The church is so pro-life in Phantasy Star, they don't let you die. I can't...
Oh, wait, you just did it. So now that you're out, you can be attacked by... I would go in that forest to build your levels up. I might even get some better armor... But go in that patch of forest and walk around for a second.
Okay, there we go. Oh, I'm doing a battle. There's an eyeball with wings, with bat wings.
The owl bear, which is an eyeball with wings.
They call it an owl and a bear, and it has no characteristics of either an owl or a bear.
Well, in the future, an owl bear would look a lot different.
I guess you're right. This is not what we
come to recognize.
Right, that they call a bat an owl.
Oh, you have only 2 HP.
All right, so what do I do?
Fine.
Item? Do I talk to it?
No,
do I reason with the thing?
Run.
All right.
Oh, shit. Okay, go back to your town. You're going to want to restock on health. I thought you could take down the enemy, but I think you might need to...
This is my town.
Yeah, you might need to buy some more armor. Go to the shop. Stop talking to those guys.
I keep bumping into him. It's a Master System controller. Like, what do you want?
Yeah, I guess, in this game, you just... Okay, go over to the shops. I think with 50 bucks, you can maybe buy something. That will help you.
You know, they didn't think to make a plus sign shaped control pad
plus
on this
two.
System.
Yeah, there's only 2 buttons on a Master System controller. Alright, now buy don't get any of that. Yeah.
Go to the other shop?
Yeah. There's
so
3 shops.
He didn't have any Master System games.
No,
so
he did not.
We don't. Alright, this guy's got 2
this
balls.
This is a first food shop. They don't have fast food in the future. They have first food. No, not yet. Don't buy
none of this stuff.
I want to see what kind of
we
want to
get items.
Your
yes,
weapons.
We're looking for. Being that this is an RP, here we go. This place looks like they sell swords and shields.
Have swords and shields on the wall, even though this is the future.
So this is kind of Final Fantasy line.
Oh yeah. Let's see. Oh, it looks like you can get the leather shield. SLD. Sure, why not.
Anything
yes,
else?
Yes, get it.
No, I already got it. Do you want
anything else?
Else?
No, you can't afford the other. It's like $30, $520, and $1,400. You got quite a span.
Man, I'm... Now how do I,
See, this is cool. Whenever you go into your,
so
your
I can
items
that.
Or your own your inventory screen, you get like a kind of a view of the scene.
Yeah, you get to see where you're standing
from your perspective.
Yeah, exactly.
Very
nice blue
forward
sky.
Thinking
yeah.
game. All right, so get out of here. Oh, item.
I just did. I equipped it.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh, perfect.
I'm not.
Now, there is a place here that restores your health for free, I'm pretty sure.
Is it that one?
Yeah, check out the huts.
You need a dungeon key to open lock doors.
Okay, thanks.
He's a nice guy.
And let's go left now, up here at this crossroad.
Yay.
Go back. One of these, maybe that orange one over there. I forget which one replenishes your health.
Let me go up in this corner.
Did we go in this dome yet?
I think this was... Here's the home of Alice.
Oh, that's your home.
Is it pronounced Alice?
I don't know. Elise? A-L-I-S.
Okay.
Go in that blue dome. That one might be the health
Looks
one.
Looks good. I am Nikas?
One hears lots of stories, you know, but some say that a fighter named Odin lives in a town called Sion.
Great Odin. Great Odin's Raven. Was that the... Wait.
Oh, he gave you the Laconian pot.
Okay. He prays for my safety.
Yeah, there's a lot of religion.
Bunch of fucking churchy fucks in
Try
this fucking world.
Yeah, that's true. You know about the planets.
Oh, nice. We got this Shaolin-looking guy
the
here.
Star system?
No, I don't.
There are three planets.
Okay,
Palma,
there we go. That's
Matava,
all I needed
Desario,
to know. There's
Palma's
three.
Green, Matava's the world of
sand. This is the world of ice. Okay, with three basic
Star
video game
system,
things you got in the world.
Hold great crisis.
Yeah, ice level, snow level, desert level, forest level. Gotcha.
True.
Thank you.
All right, try that little... I don't know if you can No, you can't.
The conventions of
yet.
Video games also apply to this video game.
Yes. man, I forget where the place is where you can refill...
That you do not sound like a game lord to me right
no,
now.
Well, it's just because, you know, I haven't played the Master System before.
Oh, right. This is kind of,
I played Phantasy Star 1 and beat it originally on the iOS, so... Playing it on the actual system, there's bound to be some incongruencies.
Some stuff that doesn't line
right,
up with...
Right,
however they...
Try that little orange
This
dome.
One? This we haven't been in here yet, no.
Oh,
no, we
did
go
talk
in here.
To that guy.
Yes.
He's the dungeon key guy.
He knows stuff about keys.
We've
been in there, or maybe we haven't been in here.
In that dome? Yeah, try it.
This one? This is my house. No.
Please rest
yourself. Here it is.
HP.
Oh, nice.
Lady.
We got... This nice looking, she looks like
so
my old roommate, kind
of. Now exit and go fight some baddies. Try and get that,
I'm gonna go for revenge on that,
owlbear
thing.
Yeah.
I like this chant. Oh shit, this is. Alright, here he is.
Oh, there's two of them. I might want to run from this guy, actually. You have two health points yet again.
How do I...
Go heal up again.
Oh.
You gotta fight a much lesser foe, I guess.
Alright, apparently the owlbear's too much for me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got... Well, at least they put it right by the exit.
Yeah.
Alright, thank you, hippie. Thank you. Let that chick smoke me out as much as she wants. That's
People
fine.
Tune in. We're still at the first planet here, but we're making some headway, I think.
I'm gonna go to the airport.
No, you can't, because all the cities are above ground, and the only way to get up is through those little entrances.
Oh.
You can go in that city, but I don't think there's anything you need there at the moment, unless someone's gonna give you a free weapon. There's those shops there, but you don't
have
money.
I talked to him. Nice guy, looks like the other guy.
From the spaceports, you can go to Paseo.
A Toyota Paseo, or a Motavia. The Buick Motavia.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of car names.
Meet the new Buick. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Game.
Well, Paseo is a car name.
It is.
Yes, but...
Weapon shop right there, if you want to see. On the left, I'd guess.
This
last
one?
Weapon shop was on the left.
Yeah. Hey, here we go.
The armory.
$30 here. for 20 buys.
Yeah, so you want that iron sword or the tit sword? Did you see that?
Yes, I did.
All right.
I think titanium. That meant titanium. Yeah. Yeah.
So exit.
So this place, or is there a dungeon up here I can go through?
No, I don't think
Why
so.
Why not? I liked that part.
Well, if you want more of that, I'll get that blue thing. Yeah, that, the blue that could things be a dungeon. Cool. Old man living. Oh, never mind.
Medusa
has been reborn.
Has been reborn and lives in a cave to the south. If you see her, you'll be turned to stone. Yeah, standard Medusa rules. I'll avoid it. Thank you.
Yeah. In the future, we still have to deal with Medusa's powers.
Right.
Even under our modern patriarchal society, Medusa still poses a threat. Alright, let's go in that forest again. See if we can fight something.
I'm like, it looks like I'm holding a sword, but I have no weapon equipped.
I guess not.
They didn't design that well.
I know, they really should have given you something
else to start with. This is going to be the owlbear again. It's just going to... Okay, all right, there's a swarm.
8 hit points. You can defeat him. Attack the swarm, which is just one wasp. Yeah, you got this guy. You might have some magic.
Swarm is killed. Does he have any money?
2 XP. Treasure chest.
A treasure chest.
That's
yeah,
what's great, is everything has treasure chests.
I got money. That bug bucks. Had money.
Yeah.
That insect was carrying cash.
Yeah, it's been commented before in the Phantasy Star series. It's kind of Cronenberg-esque. There's lots of bugs and sexual things in it.
Are there sexual things in
yeah,
this?
Yeah, like some of the enemies look like giant vaginas with tentacles coming
That's
out
That's fun.
Of
I prefer small vaginas, though.
Alright, so now we're cruising in this game because we found
not small,
enemy
but normal sized.
Small enough
you know,
to kill.
Regular sized vaginas.
I've never seen one of those before.
No, they're always,
you know, embarrassingly small or yes, just that's... like exceptionally large.
Yeah, that I don't exceptionally large.
I'm not complaining. Alright.
Too small, though. That doesn't...
Can you kill 2 swarms now? 2 swarms, 1 sword? Oh, God. 6 health points. Try it. Kill him.
Die, 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 die!
Oh,
2 die, 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 die!
Oh, man, I don't know. It's you versus... I think you can do it, because there's only 1 swarm.
Die, yeah!
2 swarms killed. Now you want to run back to get healed.
Yeah.
I can take over.
Yeah, grab that. I'm going to do this.
Smoke weed. I don't smoke weed, but
some
of my guests
do. Adam doesn't do drugs or any of that, which is smart, because video games are...
Well, drugs are the reason I got into retro video games again. You know? Right.
Like, you start, and then, you know...
I started...
But then you need to focus on the games and the drugs
opium.
Just...
And found myself purchasing old NES carts online.
Oh, yeah,
when I was
that was...
Stupor.
You kind of were opioided out at that period when you first got into this. Like, you compiled, like, I think close to over half your collection during that period of time, in fact.
Oh, there's another run from the owlbear. Do you have magic? Go see. No magic.
I've not learned it.
Go to run.
All right.
Those guys we know we can't beat yet. But yeah, yes, no, when I was on opiates, I would buy the cases and the games, and I really wanted to get this big collection complete and stuff, but... and playing them was really fun when I was just depressed
and
zoned
down
out.
From the drugs,
yeah.
Owlbear blocks my ability to run.
Hey, that's gonna happen sometimes. Just don't die. Oh, don't attack! Oh, you're dead!
Oh, really? Oh, no!
Okay, go. Keep going.
My adventure is over. Ah! Oh! Oh, my
God. Continue.
Okay, you can continue. Okay. Continue game.
Yes.
Yes. What?
Uh-oh.
What
you didn't save
this?
Your game. You gotta start over again. All right. No.
No,
you...
what is this?
Restart.
Hold on. I'm restarting.
Friends, just to let you know, we cannot restart the timer. Do start game. And let's skip
No,
we're this.
Not restarting the timer. Like, I died, I'm starting, Space Century 304.
Yeah, skip
how
all
come
this.
How come I'm not able to, like, why don't I get a save slot? How do I change that?
Let me see where you save in the game. I'm not quite sure where you save.
Oh, wait, I saw something that said save earlier. Actually.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's right here on your main screen.
Oh, so it is. It's very forgiving. So it must have a battery in this game. Which I hear they die eventually. And you can't save on your games anymore. These old cart games. Alright, I'm going to read through the manual a little bit while you're doing this. Getting back on track. I'm going to go to that dungeon again and get that gold. But this time, I think we should buy a sword.
Buy the sword first, yes. That shield was stupid. It didn't help at all.
I love it, because you have the manual to this game,
I'm
too.
This is kind of back on what we were talking about before, not to focus on the, doing drugs and buying games, or doing drugs and not having your priorities straight, and, I'll admit that, I smoke weed and I might be high all the time, and it might seem important to me to have games with the cases and the instruction manuals, but... at the end of the day, I don't, I might be making these decisions while I'm high, but I think they're the right decisions.
Yeah, I mean, it's nothing, if you...
just because I was high... They're
not regrettable decisions.
Right, just because I was high when I did something doesn't necessarily mean that thing is going to be something I regret.
Right.
I think you have a very impressive NES collection, even if it is, I'd hate to think your collection of games is a trigger for you.
Oh, no, totally not. Right. Although, sometimes it is like, man, But, no, I could zone, I still zone out playing games. I go to that other town there so we could get that sword first.
Oh, yeah, when I was, I recently played and beat the first Toe Jam and Earl, which was a... I seriously could have seen being on opiates and enjoying that game. More than I did, but even still, the zone out quality of that, and just the
damn it, you need
25
more.
Bucks. Okay,
so don't bother getting don't bother getting the shield, just let's get 25 bucks really quick.
How,
get a better
where?
Sword. We gotta fight.
Do we suck this guy's dick? What do
no,
we do?
No, we can't. From the spaceport, you can suck my dick for 25 mesetas.
Yeah, okay, exactly.
No, don't do that. That's a trick. All right. Oh, look, it has the main characters in this game. Go back to that forest and try and fight some more swarms.
Fight a swarm?
Yeah, swarm. So you're playing as Alice, the main character of the game. Her brother was killed by LASIK surgery.
Yeah, what's wrong? He wanted to get his eyes fixed, and then he died? Yeah.
She has vowed to overthrow him to avenge her brother's death. Your next character, and this is what's awesome about this game, is this an unusual animal who looks like a cat.
It's Pikachu!
He speaks
Holy
human
crap, language. That's Pikachu!
Oh, wow, yeah.
That is fucking Pikachu. I don't know,
it's
you know,
a
like,
traditional
I,
Japanese
I know that Japanese, like, imagery,
animal.
they took a lot of that stuff to design Pikachu, but goddamn.
Oh, no. Damn it!
Ah!
Oh, killed again by owlbears.
The shield. I ran. I tried
but
to run.
But you saved, right?
Yes.
So no problem.
But not after I got the gold. So
the guy gonna get the gold again.
Alright.
It's alright. We can still do this. We're not even. Oh wait.
Yeah, that's
Don't
where
continue.
I continue. That's where I saved.
Oh yeah, you saved as Brad.
Yeah, I didn't know how to change it.
Ugh.
Thanks, Brad. The previous owner of this cartridge's name was. Brad. So, Brad, we're not going to play your save game. I've overwritten it. Sorry.
He had two other saved games.
But,
there,
you know, I'm sure you got further than I did so far.
Yeah, well, we kind of opened up his game for a second when we were trying to
And we
to
did see how
him.
Far he got. He did get further than I have.
It was a very exotic land.
Oh, yeah. It looked fucking... It looked like some late game shit I'd like to get in on.
Yeah. See, I'm telling you, how did you get this game again?
From that, what was that fellow's name? That Mordecai Sunan dude?
Atticus?
Yeah, what was it? Atticus. There
we go, Addison.
Addison? Yeah. Just that mild-mannered fellow who worked at the bike shop sold me a stack load of Sega Master System games, including this one, and not limited to also, Sonic the Hedgehog for Master System, which
we might go into
which we
next.
Might play someday. But
it's an interesting
it's
version of Sonic. Can you spin? Is it any blast?
There's nothing blast about it, and it's like the closest thing to a Sonic game that could ever be considered a Mario game.
Yeah.
Because there are no loop-de-loops.
It's like one of those bootlegged Sonic
games.
It's
almost like a bootleg Sonic, but worse.
Mm-hmm.
But, and like, I don't want to say it's a bad game, because it's not. It's actually really good-looking for a scroller, but it's not what the things we've come to expect from our, spiky-haired blue friend.
Oh, nice. Here's the swarm again. So you know you can handle these guys. Bam, bam. Thank you, Swammy.
Do I have enough money to buy that? Did I buy the sword yet? No, I went and got
the...
I died.
Treasure chest... 3 Meseta. Okay, I think you should probably heal yourself before you fight the next... Just in case you run into 2 owl bears again.
I like this music.
Yeah, great music. And it changes when you go into your town.
It's not repetitive. It gives you a nice different music for the different areas. You know, this is one of those games that I think is like one of the... just one of the unsung heroes of the era, just, you know, I haven't formulated my opinion entirely.
Control. Alright. So now I'm taking over here.
Hey, how's it going?
Let's see, just taking Alice.
Just recording a podcast. Can I call you back?
Elise? Yeah, over...
Huh?
And owl
call me
bear,
in 30 minutes.
Run.
Are you alright?
Not fighting any owl bears, that's for sure. Who called?
Crazy.
Oh. Let's hope Crazy doesn't hear this podcast.
Oh shit, did I just... Oh my god.
No, she doesn't have Facebook. Oh fuck, you might die again.
That was mean. Oh my god.
No! This game is too hard.
Wow, this game is...
Alright, we're restarting from the save point. From Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
Okay. Well, we're not even at the halfway point yet for the... Do you want to do any, give people any flea market game buying tips while we're raising up some points.
Because
we were at the flea market
earlier today at Folsom Boulevard here in SAC.
Did we pick up anything?
Well, you got a new system.
Oh, that's right.
I got a DS
and Chrono Trigger, DS Lite and Chrono Trigger. I'm a little afraid to tell people what I paid for it because I'm a game lord, but I'm not a negotiation lord.
Right,
I paid $65 for the light, black DS light, and the Chrono Trigger DS.
All the accessories, you know.
Yeah, it came with the charger and the stylus.
But you did get him to take money off of it. His marked price for Chrono Trigger with that game would have been higher. Like, you didn't do a bad job negotiating, because you did get him to come down on the price.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I feel like I'm really bad at that stuff.
At the same time, you know, I go to that flea market a lot, and I see these guys out there every week, so at the same time, I'm looking at it like, you know, I go, okay, this is their job, and they do need to make money, so I don't mind when they go, I can't sell it for that little.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me, but then, like, when Game Dave is, And Game Dave, if you live in SAC and you go and you're a gamer, you know who Game Dave is, because you've probably gone in there looking for a game he didn't have. Mm-hmm. And he likes to do this thing where, like, he'll, you know, you'll pick something out of the case, which is all pretty disorganized.
Yeah.
Not completely disorganized, but fairly disorganized. He keeps the shit he wants to sell and get top dollar for towards the front,
right,
and the stuff he doesn't care about towards the back. And, you know, you just gotta dig and say, how much is this, how much is that? And he'll, like, bust out his phone and say, here's how much it's selling for on Amazon plus shipping.
Well, yeah. Well,
pay me for the shipping. And well, he's not shipping anything. Or like half the shipping.
So
yeah.
You're saving in the theory.
So he's giving you this theoretical savings that isn't a savings because he's not shipping anything. He has it all in stock already. It costs him nothing besides what his overhead to rent his space he's had for however long that is. So his whole like trying to work the shipping price into the price of what a loose cart is worth just doesn't work. Like, I'll give him a couple bucks over the rarity guide's loose cart price. That's fine. I want him to be there. I want him to hopefully buy a game from someone that I want at some point. You know, I like the idea of there being a game dealer, provided he's in the business of selling games at a fair price. But, you know, and I've had good and bad experiences with Game Dave. It's just a matter of getting down there on the right day and whether he has something you really got to play or not.
What titles did we look at today that we thought about buying from this guy?
What was it? Someone Something Presents the Immortal?
Oh, yeah. Who was that guy that presented the Immortal?
I don't remember who presented the Immortal. So any listeners, if you remember who presented the Immortal,
on NES.
Any feedback you can give us on that game.
It's an isometric adventure
platformer. We might go back, and if you think paying $10 is too much for it, then...
With the
and the label was peeling off. Yeah. It was not in good shape. You know, had it been a Dynamite, clean-looking card... And I don't necessarily always judge my games on whether it's super clean or not.
Right, it's for playing.
But it's for playing, not for looking out. Like, it's going to sit on a shelf or in a drawer most of the time when you're not playing it, so really who cares. But still, when it comes down to the dollar, to parting with the dollar,
you
factor this shit in. You just have to, otherwise you're going to get taken for a ride by, you know, curmudgeonly game dealers.
And just for people at home to know, we're in Sacramento right now, and so we went to the Roseville Flea.
Folsom Boulevard Flea Market.
And we didn't go to Denio's
in Roseville. We didn't go to Denio's in Roseville today because it was...
It's kind of a little bit of a
strike, yeah.
We were able to take our time a little more and look at the, you know, what the...
Well, we watched a guy try to steal a bike.
Oh, yeah,
get
that's
busted
great.
In the parking lot.
So I didn't actually watch him. I saw some shirt that made me laugh, but you went to go see the guy running from... Everyone's like, get him! Stop
that fool, yeah. People don't take kindly to theft at the Folsom Boulevard Flea Market. It's considered to be just about the shittiest thing you can do there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can be as big an asshole to people as you want. They don't seem to care about that.
Right, yeah.
But don't take my
But mic. Don't take shit.
Yeah. Oh, man, dude. This takes so
this
long.
This game is... You know, let's... you know, maybe our pacing is wrong here. Are we in too big a hurry?
What?
Like...
Well, we gotta beat this game in an hour.
Okay.
So
yes.
Yeah. No, I mean, it can be done. That's
right.
The thing.
We can do this.
People who've listened... And oh, by the way, I want to just talk about... my apologies to people that tuned into the last podcast expecting us to beat Urban Champion. I think it's pretty safe to say that the issue there was the guest. I was doing pretty good, trying to take it seriously. Sometimes the guests I play with... don't take it as seriously as me, and I try and screen the people I'm playing with. They're people like you that are actual
right,
game
who,
lords.
Who've actually got, like, whose bedroom you walk into and go, wow, look at all these games.
It's like I'm in 1989.
I do have a, yeah, I pretty much, I don't think there's anything newer than 91 in here.
Yeah, and you have all the different tricked-out controllers. Anyways, Will, if you're listening, I'm really sorry, but...
Step your game up, Will.
Yeah, because...
Like, you're a fun guy, and I have such a blast when I'm sitting playing games with him, just, like, laughing about stuff.
That's why it makes me sad, you know, when some of my best friends who I play games with, we don't meet the challenges. People just, like, say, well, let's go get
it'll
some...
It'll be fun. Let's just have a laugh.
DJ Cinemax, bitch.
I love the smell of them bread. I
bartended. They whiter than some mayo, and I can send them to your house through the mayo.
This is drug dealing music.
I tend it, you receive it. I tend it.
I love the smell of this bread.
I tend it.
They whiter than some mayo, and I can send them to your house through the mayo.
This is drug dealing music. I tend it, you receive it. I tend it.
I'm A1, so is my coat. Stitches get it right off a boat. I'm swagged out every day and night. I like to shoot my gun, cause I don't like to fight. I say run up on me, I'm ready.
Ready.
Gun up in your face, it's steady.
Steady.
I'm the life of the party, bitch.
You know this.
But I ain't talking confetti.
Nah.
I got bricks, bricks, bricks.
Always.
Pounds of that molly.
Always.
I'm a drug dealer.
Always.
And I tell anybody, I take pride up in that shit.
I do.
I don't really give a shit.
No.
And I shoot my gun real quick if we talking about them bricks.
I love them bread.
I tend it.
They whiter than some mayo, and I can send them to your house through the mayo.
This is drug dealing music.
I tend it. You receive it. I tend it.
I love the smell of them bread.
I tend it.
They whiter than some mayo.
She and I are the ones who beat Toe Jam and Earl last week.
Oh, you didn't tell me that you beat it with a friend.
Yeah, so two-player. Me and Andrea were, and we just stayed at it. Like, and it was, but she's a great video gamer because her level of patience can just go through the roof at,
and you put her down.
You just sit her down and she will just go.
Okay, now
oh,
you're 10 minutes ahead of,
bucks short. Okay.
But I would save the game,
yes.
Go heal, and then go fight some more bees.
Fight some more swarms.
Some more bees.
Some more locusts.
Yeah.
Fight the locusts. Oh, Brad. Brad. Someone had TB here. That's...
Yeah, I'm surprised there's 5 different slave slots for this game.
Is that... Yeah, that's...
Gosh, this manual
is
so awesome.
They were firing on all cylinders back in the day when they made this.
Oh, yeah.
This was a tremendous undertaking. And I've got to say, a very ambitious offering from the fucking good people at Sega.
See, that's why I like...
NorCal holding it down.
Yeah. That's why I like old RPGs more than new ones, or I don't like new ones.
Oh, yeah, because the new ones, they'll just throw a lot of cutscenes and big graphics in there and hope that wows you, and the gameplay is completely unambitious and repetitive.
Right, it's just
this was actually, like, they had to conceptualize all this stuff out of nowhere to, and really to get it on cart and on screen. Like, it was... This was a high offer.
The amount of space.
And this would have been
run.
Probably worth the amount of money you pay. You wouldn't have felt like you got ripped off having bought this. This is a big-ass game for the time.
Oh, yeah. I think the original one went for something, and this is going to be kind of shocking. It actually went for something like $80.
Yeah, this was $80 when it came.
It was more
expensive. It was like double the price of an average cart.
Right.
So carts were, I think, around $30 to $60 back then.
Yeah.
And this was.
Oh, good luck. You keep running from the owl bear. I wish you wouldn't fight any more owl bears though. Without the proper.
Maybe we should go out to this forest area.
Yeah, I feel like that's even tougher, but I could be wrong. Oh, no, you fight a swarm right out the gate. So you have this, like, kind of safety barrier around your city, and you can leave it. And
this is a little, like, you can go out, look at the Red Rock. You can look at the mountains at Red Rocks here.
Yeah, they look gorgeous.
Check out Dave Matthews Band while
like
we're here.
It's the best artwork, I'm sure, ever designed for the Master System.
I've played a lot of Master System games, and, this is, like, almost early Genesis caliber stuff.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Which,
I think you can beat these guys.
You know, just for anyone out there who's into specs or like, you know, what the hardware was really doing back then.
All right, save the game after this. This is good.
This was, the Master System had more colors than the NES did.
Oh, go heal first. Yeah, good idea.
That's what I'm doing. I think I got the technique down here a little
okay.
bit.
So now you get how to play a JRPG.
Mm-hmm.
You start out, it's all about repetitive tasks. I mean, if anyone likes Pokemon, they'd like something like this.
You know what? What I like about this is the screens and just having the two buttons. It's almost identical to Pokemon in the gameplay.
Oh, did you save?
Yes.
No, you did. Okay, good.
I just saved.
Probably afford that sword now after this guy.
Yeah. Oh, he died easily. I like that they die more easily once my experience points go up, don't they?
I think you should be reaching a new level pretty soon. I'm not sure. Yeah, that's. I was wondering about that. If you...
I got enough money.
Yeah, go get that sword. It's all a numbers game, you know? Like, you start investing, and as soon as you have enough to upgrade your invest, you know, then you... get it, and you just, that'll make it even faster when you exponentially increasing your productivity.
Who the hell are you? Get it, okay, an underground passage to the Gothic Forest?
Yeah, there is.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, there's a Gothic
Forest. Oh my god, party time. Yes. Are there gonna be hot goth chicks there?
Do you still think goth women are hot?
If they're hot.
I mean, I hate to phrase it that way.
Right, no, if there was a gal who was goth and she was hot, then I would think she was hot.
I guess undeniably, if someone's hot, that implies that...
they're hot.
Even if it's like, you know, a...
they could even be goth and considered hot, yes.
Or a corpse. It's a hot corpse.
Right, that,
doesn't take away from the fact that it's hot. Or she's hot, or it's if it's trans, I
right?
Think.
Or
trans,
if it,
corpse.
Yes, yeah.
Not it for a trans. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
I forget.
I get
trans
what you're
is a bit. Trans isn't a bad word.
Trans is fine. Are you trans? That would be what they'd say, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or that's what you'd say,
like,
to a prostitute.
What do you,
anyway.
You mean? Like
transformers? Transformers? Yeah.
Can I turn into a
vehicle? Am I a car other times? No.
Or a weapon?
Yeah.
Or a cassette, like, player?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, am I a gun? Am I Hitler's gun?
Wait, did you... wait, there was a Hitler's gun transformer?
Yes.
No.
The Walther P-38 that, you know, the main bad guy, Decepticon.
His name wasn't Megatron.
Megatron.
Was that his name?
Yes, Megatron turned into a Walther P-38. The gun used
just,
by...
yeah, you
the
just
gun used by Hitler.
Wow. Oh, no. Okay, now run back.
Did I equip my weapon?
I don't think you did. I was just about to say that. It doesn't tell you very easily. It's kind of hard to see what you're equipped with sometimes. All right, go back. Heal up.
Heal.
Okay. Yeah,
and
you
then
are
go slice
badass,
him up with these swords.
Yeah.
Getting the hang of this. I just wish I could find some different Pokemon.
Yeah.
Wait.
I like it. You know what's funny about the artwork for Phantasy Star on the cover is it's like, it looks very Western, you know, everybody's super white and, you know, all that stuff.
Very comic booky, Silver Age
yeah,
looking kind of stuff,
novel.
Yeah.
But then you look at some of the images inside, and it's like, okay, no, this is Japanese.
They've reverted to their anime-looking
yeah,
stuff.
Like,
yeah, okay, good.
She looks that, Japanese in the cover, and the front
look,
she looks
yeah.
like just some girl who, like, is cooler
got her
than
boobs
you.
Out, yeah. Whoa, what's this place?
It's another town, man. You didn't even know. Yeah. Did you ever, how far did you get in the, Earthbound game? I let you...
let's see, I had to fight some inanimate objects, then there was, like, some child molester lurking around the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I had to kill him. And
did
then,
it suck you in?
No, I don't, yeah. I don't remember. I don't think, no, I didn't get sucked into anything.
Because I should tell the listeners that originally this podcast was going to be playing one game for 2 weeks and then commenting on it when we got back together, but, you know, that didn't happen. But you still got to play. Earthbound Zero was going to be the first one we did. but we haven't played that one. I may play that one, you know, soon on the show.
Earthbound, kind of, I think, had a little bit more going on in it than this game, I gotta say, to compare my impressions of similar RPGs from the era. Though this is more colorful, and I like the way it looks more. That game seemed to have,
it's a masterpiece.
A very good style to it, I would say.
Wow, when you're walking around, like, the ocean and the water is like...
What's this thing? A scorpion?
Yeah, it looks like my dog. Oh, you're gonna kick its ass. Nice.
Gain 4 experience points, and the scorpion had a treasure.
13 bucks,
alright.
Those bees only gave you
3. What's this fortress here? This looks cool. Yes!
It's locked.
3D, I'm gonna open it. No, I can't.
Yeah, that's locked. It kind of takes a while, I think, for that one to open up. What you're going to be doing in the meantime, from what I remember, is, like, flying to different planets from your own hometown. Eventually, you'll be able to buy a boarding pass and fly in a spaceship to different planets.
Does the spaceship look like a Concorde jet in any way?
Does a Concorde jet look like a spaceship in any way?
Yeah. Yeah.
And perhaps.
Yeah.
Oh, you should get a lot of money from this. Just killed 2 scorpions.
40. Whoa!
Oh, shit, shot a spear at you. Watch out, your health might be low. Try and get back to that free heal spot again. Or save, yeah. Because you might get attacked by some fools on the way. Oh, it's down here. HP, you have 10.
I like how it doesn't show my max HP. That's nice. Thank you, game.
Uh-oh. Man-eater. I don't know what these are. Maybe...
running away.
Oh, good. It worked. Okay, yeah. Get to that health spot again.
I'm so far away from my city.
Don't go that way. Go down.
I'm gonna go down.
You might be able to kill this scorpion.
Yeah, these things die easy. Nothing inside, nothing inside. Okay, good.
Whew. Just that money. You can get that shield now, too. Beef up yourself.
Yeah. Wow.
This game's
really
all
nice
about
shield.
Beefing up. Getting bigger. You're a female protagonist. A lot of people complain that there aren't enough female protagonists in video games.
I'd say early video games were a lot better about that than more modern ones.
Perhaps. I mean, yeah, there was Metroid, you know, of course, with the big reveal. You're playing as a woman the entire time.
How dare they play that trick on us?
I know.
On us male gamers. Why'd I buy 2 shields?
Uh-oh.
What a waste. Can I sell it?
Yeah, you can sell it. I don't know if the armory will buy back stuff. I think the second-hand shop will buy back. You're already equipping the shit sword. That's funny. Got a leather
sword. Wait, what is the shit sword? I want the iron sword, yes.
Oh. Wait.
But it has no
item. Use equip the item. You don't just use it. You have to equip it. And then equip the leather shield, and you are good to go. Nice. Oh, don't drop it. You said sell it, make some money.
Oops. Didn't realize.
Oh, it's alright. The more you know. And it wasn't worth that much anyways. I don't think you can sell it to the armory, though.
You gotta go to the second-hand store.
Yeah, it's very intuitive that way.
I figured it out.
Yeah. What would you like to sell? A Lith Shield.
Half price.
15 bucks. Yeah, they're actually better than Game Dave's deals.
Right, no, Game Dave is giving me a better deal than Game Dave, that's for sure.
Game Dave, I don't know, he's an intimidating person.
He doesn't intimidate me, for whatever reason you're intimidated by.
I'm intimidated by anyone on the other side of the counter.
He's just a curmudgeon.
Yeah.
He's just a curmudgeon with a lot of games who, if you sat down to have him play Phantasy Star, would have nothing to say and be unable to spell any of the words he was saying.
Yeah. Yeah, it kind of was like, thought he was dumb for a second because I told him I wanted Oh, how much is the Battle of Olympus, you know, the NES card? Of course, he has to check his phone. Let me see here. How do you spell Olympus? You know, he says after a while, I'm like, oh, come on, that's easy. Olympus.
He like had I's and E's in there that just didn't.
Yeah, but then I did look at the card and it was an odd spelling. It's actually Olympus.
Olympus.
Olympus. So I don't know if that was intentional. I don't know.
It confused the shit out of Game Dave, that's for sure. Yeah.
Oh, you reached it. You're level 3 now. Nice. Ah, the treasure chest shot you with an arrow. What would you say is your favorite Master System game?
So far?
That you own, yeah.
Double Dragon, by far.
Okay.
Yeah, there's no question there. It's gotta be Double Dragon.
Yeah. What about Second? Have you played Shinobi yet?
I have.
Oh, is it good?
It's...
For Master System?
Basic. It's pretty basic.
Okay.
I haven't gotten too far in it. It might get good.
Is it Ninja Gaiden-esque?
It is. It's kind of like their... pretty much their Ninja Gaiden. Mm-hmm. Might be a little better than Ninja Gaiden.
Yeah. I like Ninja Gaiden a lot. It's like Castlevania, but with more acrobatics.
What the... A ninja? What the...
Yeah.
What the...
Just people getting caught off guard by ninjas.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what the... Yeah, everyone's...
Ladies. Why were ninjas so popular in culture?
What? Yeah, what happened with that? First, it's like, okay, we didn't hear anything about ninjas. Then the turtles came and went, and then they came back. And then, but then somewhere in between, everyone was all like, I'm like a ninja with that. Like, they were like... using ninja to describe things and wanting to be ninja-like in ways that were just like, yeah, big deal, so you fucking sneak around, you know martial arts, not impressed.
Yeah, no. Ninjas really aren't that... they weren't that powerful.
They
were just
like, they were
assholes.
Just sneaky assholes, right? It's like, they like, yeah, we need an assassin to go kill this fucking powerful person while he's off guard so we can gain... control of his feudal prefecture or
right.
Whatever.
Like a Norco, if he had assassin, like drug cartel assassin, would kill a ninja so quick.
But so quick, right, exactly. It would just be like, yeah, you get a Zetas cartel or
right.
what are the other ones called?
The Family of
and someone about it.
The Fettuccinis!
The
Alfredo family!
The Fettuccini family!
Yeah!
The Pasta Fettuccini!
The Guidolinis!
The Tortatinis!
The Pizza Pomperonis! One of those, like,
the
very Palacios,
powerful...
Yeah.
Some huge... Yeah, exactly. Like, our modern-day systems of killing people are far superior to any sword-wielding sneaker of the night, pajama-wearing... pajama-wearing fuck, yeah. Go down to the pachinko parlor when you're not wearing that mask, little ninja.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go waste all your ninja earnings playing fucking ball-bearing games, bouncing around on pegs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me a break. Give me a fucking break.
I hope we have some Japanese people.
Yeah, I hope that...
people listening in Japan.
Any Japanese listeners, yep, we got your number. We know what you're doing.
Go heal. By the way, this is... all the games we play are probably made in Japan.
Probably. You know, and I'm,
You know, video games are big in Japan.
You know, the popularity of video games in the West was preceded... by the popularity of video games in Japan.
You know what? I must argue with you there, though. Because didn't Americans invent Tetris?
No, they did not.
No, but thinking seriously, like, what was the first video game console?
Wasn't that
debatable, but there was that one star... It was like a... like a
you had a Magnavox Odyssey, didn't you?
Odyssey 2.
Oh, you had the Odyssey 2.
Yeah, that was my first gaming system, and I'm not even born in the 60s.
You weren't even born in the 60s?
No, yeah. The Odyssey 2... what was it? Oh, yeah, our neighbors who were born in the 70s...
I think kind of outgrew it, and then
early eight,
or maybe they upgraded and you inherited it from them.
They let me borrow it.
Ah,
and this was like archaic gaming, and my neighbors across the street had like a real NES. My other neighbors, but I was able to borrow this Odyssey 2 and play weird ass games.
What was the game you were telling me about that you had for it that you and Mark said you were playing?
Oh, my brother. Yeah, we would play this one where you went around a dungeon trying to collect rings or something. And each of you had four different characters. And that was probably the most advanced kind of, Atari.
Got the owlbear!
Nice. You killed two owlbears. Doesn't it feel good to gain 10 experience?
Yes. I wonder if this treasure is going to be swag.
24 mesetas inside.
This YOLO County, man.
Yeah. When are we going to beat this?
I'm just fighting things. I'm just going and fighting and healing. Alright,
we should probably start trying to win soon.
Start making progress.
Mm-hmm.
Start making some fast progress. Push! Push! That's what I would yell if I were playing Team Fortress.
Yeah. Yeah, you've been playing that lately.
Yeah. Let's talk about this unsettling business, because I'm glad you straight out said it. I've fallen prey to the ultimate, the ultimate gaggle gamer clusterfuck swarm of online gaming.
First person shooters. Everyone was playing Candy Crush, okay.
Yeah, you were into the Crushy Crush candies.
That was before I realized that retro gaming was the sexy choice.
Well, yeah.
The sexual choice, I should say.
The highly sexualized choice.
Yeah, of gaming.
Right, no, you should see what happens, You should just get yourself a collection of old school games and just watch what happens. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Adam knows what I'm talking about, and, those of you who have a collection of old school games would know what I'm talking about, but anyone who ever said sitting on your ass playing old video games didn't get you laid is fucking full of shit.
Yeah.
That's someone who probably goes to the gym and wastes their money on the weekends.
Right?
So what the fuck would that person know about getting laid?
It does come to a point, though, where you have to decide, do I want to, agree to all these sex acts with these people?
Right, or do I just want to play the game? And, a lot of the time, you tell them to walk.
Yeah.
You tell them to fucking walk. Get out of here. I don't want that right now. Pick up them controllers if you want to hang.
And there's nothing sexier in my mind.
What is that thing? A wing eye?
Oh, yeah, this is...
Oh, then holding out. Yes, I know. I hate to just admit this on a podcast wherever... But doesn't that turn you on to hold out on sex for people?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It turns them on, too. It
makes them mad.
Yeah. Makes them want to attack you sexually.
Yes!
And I don't know, that's a good thing. You
want to
cultivate that. If you don't have any haters in your life, you're doing something wrong. Okay, we gotta figure out how to beat this thing.
Alright, where do I go next?
I think you should go to that other town.
The other town?
I think there's a shop there.
Whoa!
Oh no.
Oh my god! The creature, the fish man!
He will murder you.
Oh my god, I'm out of here!
Although...
Should I run or attack?
Okay, so...
Coach!
Run,
Game Master!
Run,
Lord!
He will destroy you.
Thank you, my lord.
Something I will... Yeah, if you walk on the beach in this game, early on you'll fight these things called the Fishman. They're very large.
They emerge from the sea. They look like a straight-up creature.
They're like Lovecraftian.
Yeah, very much so. Smiling of Dr. Moreau
like Shadow
shit.
Over Innsmouth, I will say. Do you read Lovecraft, Andrew?
You know I don't read books.
Well, they have audiobooks, and that's what I do. I'm going to say it.
Why don't you send me some audiobooks so that I can...
The Shadow Over.
So that I can also pretend to be
the
a
Shadow
reader.
Out of Time. The Shadow Over Fear.
The Shadow.
The Fearful Shadow.
The Fear of Shadows has returned.
Yeah. He's,
I'm going to get double healed. I like to go 2-for-1 here.
Yeah. Right. Folks tuning in just now, because this podcast being played over the radio.
We've got about
3 minutes to go. We are going to beat Phantasy Star 1. Pretty sure we can do it at the secondhand store. At some point...
There's another dungeon I need to fight, right? What, do I go in this tunnel?
No, because you need a boarding pass to get to
you
that.
You may not pass.
You need to,
Son of a bitch.
Oh, wait, are you in that place I told you
yes,
to go
I'm
to?
Yes, I'm in the other town.
The one across the forest.
By the ocean.
To the east.
That's, all right, see, this is the other town. You said the other town. I was already right by
this is just the second
there.
Half of the first town.
Oh, this is the other neighborhood in the first town. Okay. Okay. See, that's... different.
Folks, just absorb this sound for a minute.
Master Sister Home.
Fantasy Stars. The song has come now. Alright.
Treasure. Fiver in there.
Now, in this town, I believe that Laconian pot you can sell to a man in the shop, and he'll be like, thanks, I can use this.
What?
Yeah, it's really creepy. You have this thing, a Laconian pot, that someone gave you.
Do I have that? When did I get that?
I believe you do.
Alright, look, dude, I don't... Let me go to items here. No Laconian pod.
Well, still check the stores and...
I don't have this thing. I don't...
See what these shops in this other town are all about.
Okay. Here I go. See if they have any Master System games in here. This is a secondhand shop. Flash, Transfer, and Secrets.
Maybe go to the weapon shop. Because you have $200 now, I didn't realize it.
Oh, shit. How often do you have...
Just buy the secrets since we're running out of time. Anything else? Yes. Get the secrets. You can't buy the secrets yet. Go to the other shop and buy some weapons. See if they have any, I guess. Armory, yes, good old armory. That's the first place you want to visit in an RPG.
A legit suit, or
LGT suit,
or a Zanzibar.
You need 80 more Meseta to get the.
I'll be right back.
Oh no, you only have 1 minute.
Oh, I have 1 minute to beat the game. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You have to pee.
Yeah, I do.
Me too. This will be good timing.
Yeah.
Then we can beat the next game too.
Cool. I didn't come very close, did I? But you know what? You did accomplish something, Adam. You accomplished something really good, and I think it's important.
What's that?
You got me into Phantasy Star, a game I already owned and probably should have been playing the whole time.
It's pretty fun, man. And if you get the walkthroughs...
Look, I could sit here and just keep doing this till I figure shit out. I'm honest. Like, honestly, I'm not... I know our little speedrun attempt here might have, ended the way, you know, kind of like you said, you didn't want it to.
Well, what is that, your preferred controller?
Is this my preferred Master System controller?
Yeah.
At this point, yes.
Usually it's the controller.
This is my preferred Master System controller.
Why can't we beat this game?
I don't know where to go. I don't know. I still actually...
I told you where to go.
Okay. I'm in... Go find the pot. And you told me to sell you told me to sell a guy some pot. Odin's,
I don't know.
Okay.
The animal head... But... I don't know what that is for. Yeah, there's an animal... Okay, I think you could trade the pot for that cat that becomes your friend. I don't know. It looks like we have... Alright, I'll do the countdown pretty soon.
Alright.
And we're done in 10, 9,
I think
eight,
I head to the
7,
north of this
6,
no,
five,
no, I didn't even
four,
come close. I'm
three,
not even...
2,
level,
1,
level,
and...
Oh, jeez. Okay, well...
I didn't turn the game on.
No, the game is
still
going.
It.
I can still save it if I want to go back and keep playing that game. I get it, but...
All right, so Phantasy
time's
Star,
up.
Time's up. Did we beat it?
No.
Why not? I asked that earlier.
Well, I think... Now, you told me earlier it is possible to beat this game in under an hour.
Oh, yeah.
It can be done.
Yeah.
You've seen it done?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I would just say probably, you know, first time playing it, and also, admittedly, not an RPG guy here.
And you know what? For a first time play and not an RPG guy... That was pretty good.
Thanks. I had fun.
Yeah.
And what's a game for if not just to have fun?
To beat it.
To beat it, right.
Anyways, so yeah, thank you for tuning in. Check out Phantasy Star and
get yourself a Master System.
Yeah.
It's so worth it. Like, people who tell you it's not, you're not going to ever play. They're just liars.
Yeah, because you got Phantasy Star and Double Dragon. All right. Tune in next time when we will play the game
Double Dragon.